Hello and welcome to Radio Breedings. Today we have a special guest, Toop the Storyteller. Please give a big hand to Toop the Storyteller. So, Patrick, when did you decide to become a storyteller?
Well, Patrick, when did I decide to become a storyteller? That's a hard kind of question in a way, because first I was doing a lot of poetry, writing my own poetry, expressing myself through poetry, and that's what I liked at that point in time. I must have been probably 15, 16, 17 years of age, and then looking for ideas and inspiration, I started to look at storytelling. I saw one of my uncles, I called him my uncles, from Guyana, who was telling a story, and I was so touched by his freedom of not having to read from the page, of being free, just talking freely. I thought that is the way for me to go, rather than being tied to a page and saying things exactly the way you've written them. I thought the storytelling frees me. I've got the beginning, I've got the middle, I've got the end, and then I can go with my imagination wherever I want and paint the picture. So then I kind of began to move away from poetry and more into storytelling. And that was the inspiration, really, from poetry, the love of words, the love of understanding words and language. And I was more of a performance poet into a performance storyteller.
Okay, thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about where you came from and when you were born?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of born in London, grew up in London. Spent many times in Guyana when we was little children. Like, we would go to Guyana, the country of my mother and father. So I embraced Guyana, which used to be known as British Guiana, and was a colony of Britain, but then it got its independence and just became known as Guyana. So I kind of feel that I have two home countries, one being Britain and the other one being Guyana. And strange enough, I kind of think to myself, because Guyana used to be known as British Guiana, it's like one and the same thing, only that Guyana in South America has the sunshine, has the water, we have the jungle, which is part of the rainforest. The language that they speak there is mainly English, British language. And so I feel that I have two countries. So like I say, through my childhood, we would go to Guyana. I would meet my grandparents, meet my uncles, meet my aunts. My father comes from a small family of only four, but my mum comes from a family of 25 children. My grandfather had 12 children on one side, and my grandfather had another 12 children on another side. So my mum has 12 half-brothers and sisters, shall we say. But put them all together, it's 25 children. So there's quite a lot of people there, you know, to inspire me, for me to talk to, and for me to continue to have a relationship with in Guyana. So that's why I see Guyana as much as my home as I do England.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Did you have any other interests?
I have any other interests? Yeah, I do. I mean, apart from loving and retelling stories, sometimes I might write a little bit, not as much as I used to. I like writing and kind of doing that side of my expression, but I like to play music as well. So when I'm doing my storytelling, I usually have a few musical instruments just to illustrate some of the atmosphere, to create some atmosphere, to draw attention, and to kind of clear the atmosphere as well. Because after lots of words, it's nice to have some music to reflect on the words and then to go back to words again. But I play in a band called Trans Global Underground, and we're about seven people strong. We have an Indian woman who plays sitar, an Indian guy who plays a Sikh drum called the dol, and I play congos or djembe, and I write the lyrics to some of the songs. We have a drummer and we have a keyboard player, and sometimes we ask session musicians to come in and play for the band, maybe some gypsy musicians, some Bulgarian singers. We've had a guy from Senegal who sung. So the other interest I have is playing in this band, really. And we've been going for the last probably, 15 years. So that's good fun.
Thank you, Toop. Could you do a good example of your drumming piece?
Yeah, I'm most happy to do that for you now. I've got a djembe here, so I'll play a little bit of sound.
Toop, that was really, really great.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, where did you get your ideas from?
Well, ideas, as you know, are from everywhere. And that is to say that, it can be from another storyteller. It can be from other children who share with me riddles, share with me jokes. Of course, I do quite a bit of reading because I have to research and find stories and look for inspiration. So the inspiration can come from many, many places. And the inspiration's from my own mind, from my own thinking of a project that I would like to present and how I can present it. So the inspiration really comes from many different sources. Film, video, DVD, reading books, speaking to people, speaking to family members, and trying to be inspired, and then seeing if I can somehow put that together into a program or a presentation.
This has been Radio Beeling saying thank you, Toop, for coming in tonight, and thank you all those who've been listening to this. This has been Radio Beeling's with Jacob
and Patrick. So now we leave you with a track of Transglobal Underground.
Good night.
Night, everyone. Night, night, little Beelings.
It's delightful, caressing my emotions like swimming in the ocean. Those things I'm sure of understand your groove. Your music is that of the sun and the moon. Of the sun and the moon. Of the sun and the moon. Dream. When you play, my heart begins to sing. You send me up on high like the Himalaya. I cleanse my soul like your musical river. Your musical river.
It's not a guitar, it's called a sitar. I love the girl who